you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Select cities across the U.S.
and select cubicles around the world at dndradioempire.com. It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Josh Blue and also the Hippie Man is using his real name now as a comedian. I got it. Oh, John Novosad.
John Novosad.
No, John Novosad. Yeah. We'll be here later on this week. Also, Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols, also an actor. He's going to phone the program. We got a new book out, right?
Yes. That's called Lonely Boy, I believe.
Is it his first book about his life and career?
I think so. I'm not certain, but I think so.
We talked to Johnny Rotten last year, which was a great interview. I remember talking to that, so I'm anxious to talk to Steve Jones. That's tomorrow. Our buddy Nick Allen, Chief Fan, will be here later this week. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire, Facebook and broadcast, and podcast and iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Craig Evans in the house.
Yes, indeed. It was on this date in 2004. You might remember where you were when Saddam Hussein officially declared an enemy prisoner of war, found hiding in a so-called spider hole.
Yeah, we interrogated him for, 3 days, and then the Iranians hung him.
Yeah. It was longer than that.
Iraqis hung him, excuse me. No, the Iranians said, yeah, their own country hung them. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, it was longer than
3 days. Yeah. I love that. But remember his kids were called Uday and Hussein?
Yes.
Those freaks that they were murdered?
Yes.
The way they ended up killing both those guys?
Yeah.
That's what they call Trump's kids. Somebody on Twitter calls Uday and Hussein Trump. It's a great
line. Was that SNL that did that?
It might have been.
Was it Weekend Update?
I don't know.
I remember hearing that.
I've heard
the
word Hude and Hussein about Eric Von Douchebag and the other one. Yeah, Donald Trump Jr., I'm sorry.
Today is National Static Electricity Day.
That's just dumb.
Well, you get plenty
of that.
Well,
it's winter. It's winter.
Because it's dry.
Yeah.
I do hate getting shocked.
You guys see that door right there leaving the studio? Always shocks people, right?
Yeah. Yep. Craig and I both apparently have the same. I touch the top of the door before I grab the handle so if I'm going to get shocked, I don't like getting shocked by the handle.
I touch the back door before I go through, Craig. You know that.
Yeah. You need
you used to.
Better rubber on the soles of your feet.
I guess. I don't know, man.
Oh, there's definitely rubber.
These studios are just full of static.
Looking forward to Senate confirmation hearings that are beginning this week.
Glued. I'll be glued.
For the cabinet nominees for the president-elect, Donald Trump.
Are they going to say no to any of these guys? This is just a rubber stamp, isn't it?
A lot of times.
Generally.
Generally it is, yeah. They're going to quiz them. But I think the main thing is they're going to try to put people on record. Some of these guys don't really agree with stuff Trump says, and they're going to have to come out and say that as opposed to say they know they agree with what he says. Because the rest of these guys are actually going to run the country, because we know, Who knows? I don't watch them, no matter who the president is.
You don't.
And by the way, the people that voted for Trump aren't going to watch him either. The ones we know. Everybody's done.
Yeah. I wouldn't even know where to watch him.
Yeah.
C-SPAN.
Yeah.
Or maybe C-SPAN 2.
Yeah.
Ooh, the deuce.
Yeah. The deuce. Yeah.
Talladega College Marching Tornadoes will be taking part in the inauguration.
That's a black school, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. They agreed?
Yeah.
They can dance like the black bands do. I love those bands.
I can't answer that.
Like the drum line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
they say, they don't support Trump, but it's an inauguration. We're going.
Yeah,
yeah, you don't turn that down.
Plus, they need black people there. They really need some black people at the inauguration. So let's invite a whole marching band that'll fill the quota.
Are you interested in participating in drinuary?
Oh, just shoot me.
What?
What's drine?
It's dry.
Dryuary?
Drinuary.
Okay. Yeah. Is it anti-lube month?
It's a dry January because we drank so much in December.
Too late. I killed that in South Dakota.
Oh, you mean detoxuary?
If you like, okay. Yes.
I beat
that. No, I'm not interested in that. No. In fact, I've already failed.
Oh, I failed.
Well, but you weren't aware of the concept.
I am now.
Yeah, but if you're gonna make that work, you're gonna have to catch people before about 10 a.m. New Year's morning when they're getting the Bloody Mary for the hangover.
Right, too late now.
Still, you could incorporate at any point in time.
You didn't bring it up last week, Craig. How come?
Because I just learned about it over the weekend.
Got it.
And I don't care that much because I'm not much of a drinker.
Yeah.
No, and you know it's just gonna fall on deaf ears in this room.
Well, that's why I bring it up.
Yeah.
They do say, however, that giving up alcohol for a full month will help you shed some of those pounds that perhaps you picked up in December
alcohol puts you away.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not just alcohol, but with all the parties and whatnot that you went to. A gentleman by the name of John Orr, credited with coining the term and popularizing the idea here in the United States, so he won't be hanging out here.
Mm-mm.
I gave it up last year.
Alcohol?
Yeah.
Because what happened?
Blood thinner.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Tell me later.
I had to stick my belly. Mm-hmm. Every day, and it sucked, especially the not drinking part.
Yeah.
Some days I would not use the blood thinner
just so you could drink,
just so I could have a drink.
The doctor recommends that. Just stop the blood thinner for a day and drink. Same difference.
Yeah, because I was discussing this with my daughter. I thought I went 6 weeks without drinking last year, and apparently I took a couple of days off of the blood thinner. So I could have a Moscow Mule or something.
Well, it's important.
Yeah. It is.
To mix in alcohol with your blood thinners.
Yes.
Yeah. Or opposite.
Just keep your head right.
Yeah, it's
right.
Mental health.
Yeah. Oh, and you know? It throws your body out of whack if you just suddenly stop drinking.
It's called the DTs.
Or suddenly stop taking blood thinning medication.
Yeah.
Now, in the UK, Dry January started in 2012 as a fundraising campaign targeting social drinkers of the 2 million or so people who pledged to go dry in 2016. In the UK, at least 62% said that they slept better and had more energy, 49% lost weight, 79% saved money.
This is the UK, though. They don't not drink there. They did an interview with Sting and Trudy Styler, who were walking into the Golden Globes last night. And, of course, everybody's asking about, this is one of those party nights. What's going to happen? And Trudy says, Sting's wife says, we're Brits. We indulge. That's what she said. So, yeah.
Apparently, she doesn't speak for all of Britain.
Yeah.
Apparently, they make up for it the other 11 months, though.
One would assume, which is why one needs a month, I guess, if you're going to drink like that.
January is a tough month to quit because we all live up north and it's cold. You got to drink. You got to do something.
Right. You got to support your local bar.
Right. But the economy, man.
Or liquor store.
And the alcohol industry in general.
You're damn right.
Now, there was a study in 2013 of more than 1,800 drinkers. They found significant differences in food intake and nutrition on drinking versus non-drinking days.
Oh, hello.
Diets are poorer on days that they were drinking than on days that they were not.
I ate so much pizza this weekend because I was drunk.
But
that's what we had.
Yeah, you put your mind to it. You can do both. You can drink and still eat good.
It's tough to drink a lot. I'm talking about drinking a lot and not eat and eat good because you just need... You need food in your belly. Yeah. Like, you're not going to drink a six-pack of beer or 7-8 beers and say, oh, let's go get a piece of salmon. No, you're going to choose the sandwich or the pizza because you're so hungry.
That sounds good, though. 7 or 8 beers and a piece of salmon.
Yeah, and a sandwich and some fries. That sounds better.
And, of course, you're gonna grab the lightest beer possible.
Oh, like, of course you are. Yeah.
Goes well with your workout.
Right.
The commercial still bugs me.
See, you probably would have eaten better if you didn't have kids along. You have to appease them.
No, we were at a Quality Inn, and we had a bunch of kids, and we weren't going to a restaurant. Nobody's going to go to a restaurant. You haven't traveled with kids lately.
No,
it's sports bar heaven is what you go,
and
which I like.
And if the kids weren't there, he wouldn't have been in Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
He would have been at home
right,
eating a salad.
No.
And a piece of salmon.
No, yeah. If I go out to dinner, I'm going to eat something. You know, we just had ordered pizza, and everybody's drinking beer, so you're not going to not indulge. When in Sioux Falls, come on.
New study suggesting men are more distracted and make more mistakes when listening to AC/DC than when they are listening to classical music.
Well, that makes no sense, of course, because you're jamming the AC/DC.
Yeah, you are familiar.
Classical, you're not paying attention
with
to.
With AC/DC.
It's worth paying attention to.
Classical music is just background noise.
That's
they studied 352 people playing the game Operation while listening to tunes.
Well, you can't play Operation in gym. Somebody paid for that study.
AC/DC listeners were slower and made more errors than those listening to Mozart.
Let's just stop with AC/DC listeners are just slower, and I am them.
Music had little to no effect on the women in the study, just the men.
Now, I know they
guys rock.
So, go ahead.
Right. Guys rock.
Okay.
They crank up some music during, you know, when they're doing surgery sometime.
But yeah.
I bet you they don't use AC/DC for that reason.
No.
It would distract you a little bit.
Some people do, I'm sure. And for the women, it's fine. It's just the men that can't handle it.
Well, we're distracted a lot.
No, we like to rock.
Yes, we do.
And when AC/DC's on,
we like to
you
rock.
Have no choice but to rock.
Damn right.
You can't fight it.
Nope, you gotta rock.
A Volkswagen executive is facing federal conspiracy charges related to their emissions cheating scandal. You remember that from last year. The FBI arrested Oliver Schmidt on Saturday. Lawsuits filed by New York and Massachusetts say that he played a key role in covering up the VW scheme.
Is that the guy that quit? No, because that was an Asian guy that had to step down.
Right.
Yeah.
I love
it. Like, when this happened, we always said, you said this best, Craig, was it, how'd they not think they were going to get caught? All it took was one technician to go, hey, I'm working on this car, and that thing ain't even hooked up.
At some point, you would think.
Right, and they got caught that way.
That it was going to happen.
And they got caught.
Now, you didn't watch the Golden Globes, but did you go to the movie theater over the weekend in Sioux Falls?
No, I did not. Or anywhere else in the country.
The Star Wars movie, number one again.
You seen that yet, Puss?
I haven't, no.
Do we still have a date?
Yeah, we can work something out.
All right, because you kept blowing me off over the holidays.
Yeah.
Something about spending time with his kid.
Yeah.
Well, you did the same thing to me the first week.
Yeah.
I did.
I had all kinds of time that week, and you're like, oh, I'm in L.A.
Yeah.
Hidden Lame Figures excuse. At number two. I'm interested in that one.
It's because it's a true story.
What's it about?
It's the black mathematician ladies that they worked for NASA in the moon landing in the early 60s. They weren't allowed to work a place like that.
Yeah.
Looks like it's a real good movie.
Kevin Costner's in it.
Kevin Costner's in it, yeah.
Yeah. Here's a
it's a true story, too.
From Anthony. I listened to AC/DC in the excavator at work.
Well, yeah, but that's you're just digging, man.
Sometimes I'll go 30 to 45 minutes and totally forget what I'm doing.
Digging out trees, yep. Knocking over sheds. That's
he
good.
Blames that on the AC/DC.
Right.
Well, that's why you don't listen to classical at the gym or
that's
anything.
Right.
You want to distract your head.
Mm-hmm.
Sing at 3, Underworld Blood Wars at 4, La La Land at 5.
La La Land just looks interminable, unless you like old school musicals. But it's set in today's time period, apparently. But it just looks like something
unnecessary.
Absolutely.
Yeah, listen, I know that
zero interest.
It's something Hollywood loves. I get it. I like both actors. I will not ever stop on that. And maybe just for a second.
You will
because
when
it's
going to
be
on TV.
Right. Right.
You'll go. Oh,
oh,
what's
they break
this?
It in the song for no reason.
Ah, click.
Yeah, I'm gone.
I did over the weekend.
And I like Gosling. I think he's a great actor, and she's hot. She's great too.
I ended up sitting through about half of the Carrie Fisher documentary.
Oh, I DVR'd that.
That was on HBO.
Yeah, I DVR'd that.
Yeah,
I knew what her mom did for a living for years. You know, I mean. Debbie Reynolds was a famous actress for years.
It was interesting.
Mm-hmm. It was amazing that thing was already in the can and ready to go. That was a documentary already done, and they kick, man. That is amazing.
But it was especially poignant in that context,
right.
You know?
Yeah, DVR'd it. I got to check it out.
Yesterday marked the end of an era at SeaWorld San Diego. There was the last traditional orca show at the theme park. They say that they want to debut a more educational production this summer. These are the Shamu shows.
Did they just kill the whale at the end? That'd be kind of funny.
Well, the one died.
The one died, or
whatever.
Yeah, the one
died.
Wasn't
that the one that killed a guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, the whale killed a guy.
Yeah.
Lady, I believe, actually.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
So, in San Diego, at least, they're done with those shows.
That'll take you by surprise when a killer whale
kills you.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Who knew they were capable of killing?
Yeah. It's in the title.
Yeah. It's the first word in the title.
It's in the title. Yeah.
People killer whales.
Oh, yeah.
Not just plankton killers.
Right.
North Korea says it has the ability to test an ICBM, an intercontinental ballistic missile. It could happen anytime, anywhere.
God, he's a nut job. And I mean another leader this time. Kim's a nut job.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter said on Meet the Press that the U.S. is prepared to take out any missile launch or test that threatens America or its allies.
There you go. Whatever you get bummed about.
I'm not bummed anymore. I'm done.
Our insect
bummed
overlord.
And done are two different things.
Just think. We could have
done.
We could have Kim Jong-un.
I know. If that's a low bar. that's going to cheer me up.
It could be worse.
I'm just done.
No, you're not.
No, I am. On the air, I am. Off the air, I'm not, obviously.
So apparently there is a plaque at the historic spot right now. Just got put in recently, plaque did. For the place in America where they sold the very first cheeseburger.
Where was the...
Yeah.
I never... You know, we always hear where the Reuben was invented in Omaha.
But may not be true.
Yeah. But I've heard actually that's pretty true. I've looked into that even more.
I've heard Denver.
No, it's always been Omaha.
I've heard Denver,
I've heard other things as well.
Omaha. I'm defending my own town here. Omaha has been in there. But I never heard where the cheeseburger was invented. Where was it?
Well, this is Pasadena. Historians say that 16-year-old Lionel Sternberger first put cheese on a hamburger and served it to a customer in 1924 in Pasadena, California, on old Route 66.
I think he actually said, too, this will never be a hat.
Yep.
No, he said, wow, have you ever had cheese on a hamburger?
It's so freaking good. Exactly.
Yeah, I would have thought
that guy should be celebrated because you know what?
Well, he is. He's got a plaque.
I don't need a ton of them, but I did in my day. And cheeseburgers are great.
Yes, he's got a plaque.
Good
for
him.
They called it the aristocratic burger at the time.
The aristocrats.
And, nothing like that.
All right.
And so that was 1924 is when the first...
That was that long ago.
Cheeseburger.
All right.
Yeah, I thought
they thought to put cheese...
On a burger.
On meat.
Right.
That should have taken like a minute.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's the first hamburger. Cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how long that should have taken.
I was going to say, did the hamburger, was that invented 30 seconds before?
Yeah.
That's obvious.
If it took any longer than that, they were slacking.
They were slacking.
That is true. Prince has passed away. We know that. Some of the stuff that they have now found at his estate and elsewhere, they say that the estate is now worth upwards of $300 million before taxes. He's got about a dozen properties in the Minneapolis area, over $25 million there.
Where was his will?
He didn't have one.
I know.
This sounds low. $110,000 in four bank accounts in cash is what they found.
Yeah.
No, it's just weekend money.
Yeah.
They also
maybe
found,
he wasn't that liquid.
Well, they found 67 10-ounce gold bars worth about $836,000.
You liquidate those.
Yeah.
So he was a slumlord?
No.
He just had a dozen properties worth $25 million. So
Prince showed up to collect rent.
Yeah, these properties are worth an average of $2 million apiece.
Yeah, no slumlord there.
Where my money, man?
Some of the things that have not yet been appraised.
I mean, did he own them just for the sake of owning them?
Who knows?
Or were they functional?
You got it.
Who knows? It could have been a building. Investment. It could have been a house.
Put money in real estate.
Yeah. Some of the stuff that has not yet been appraised, his instruments, his jewelry, his Bentley, his motorcycles.
Somebody tweeted out this weekend that Lions fans, don't be too bummed out. You can still buy a house in Detroit for $10.
I thought the Lions were going to show up a little bit more.
Nah, they played tough at the beginning. And they, you know, they're not that good right now.
On Thursday, there's apparently a hearing scheduled to decide who qualifies as an heir to Prince.
I still think there's like a brother-in-law or somebody in the bathrobe walking around that estate, ain't Lee, until he gets his
what
money.
What a show that's going to turn out to be.
Oh, it's sad. It's sad. On back.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.